Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, big houses sometimes get a bad rap from an environmental perspective, with some complaining that they're energy hogs compared to smaller, more efficient homes.
Yes, but size might not matter as much as people think. What matters is how we operate them. Here to help set the record straight is a guy with experience remodeling homes of all sizes, This Old House host, Kevin O'Connor. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Great to be back.
So, the current sort of tiny home craze notwithstanding, American homes have generally gotten bigger over time, right?
They have gotten bigger over time, and they are continuing to get bigger despite that tiny home craze. Think about this. The average size of a home in 1950 was 983 square feet. Fast forward to 2013, and the average size was 2,598 square feet. So they are definitely,
that's insane.
It's insane. They're definitely getting a lot bigger. And while they're getting bigger, the number of people of living in those houses is going down. In 1950, the average household had about 3.38 people. In 2014, it was 2.5. So a lot more room per person.
But we don't build them like we used to, do we?
No, we don't. And I think this is the thing that's behind the premise that a big house isn't necessarily bad. And again, let's look at some statistics. Homes that were built after 2000, they consume only 2% more energy than homes that were built prior to 2000, despite the fact that on average, they are 30% larger. We are building better houses. And the only reason that the total home energy consumption isn't down in those periods is because we're using a lot more electricity for all of our electronics and gadgets. We use 21% less energy for space heating in today's homes than we do in older homes, despite being so much bigger.
So it's not so much the house that's wasting energy, it's all the people living in the house that's using energy.
Well, it's using energy, but the point is that we can make a bigger house that uses less energy than a smaller house. And so the size... Well, the size is kind of a moot point. What's important is really how you operate the house. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that you really have to look at.
And I think, you know, you bring up an interesting point. You know, we're remodeling houses to make them larger. There's not really a lot of new home stock happening out there.
Did you build a new house, Leslie?
No. I'm in a 100-year-old house.
There you go. How about you, Tom?
Did you build? Mine's been in the family since 1886.
Well, there you go. The first house I bought was built in 1895, and the second house I bought was built in 1950. Very few of us build a new house. Less than half of 1% of of our existing housing stock are new houses built every year. So the vast majority of the 112 million homes are homes that we buy that are already there. So there's very little we can do about their size. What we can do is think about how do we operate these houses efficiently. And if I move into a big house, let's say I buy a 3,500 square foot house, but then I go and I add a ton of insulation and energy efficient equipment, aren't I taking a lot of housing stock and making it more efficient? I've actually improved the efficiency of a big house, which is necessarily a good thing. So you have to think about not the size of the house, but what you do with it.
So bottom line, Kevin, really for any size house, if you want to make it more efficient, what are the top things to consider?
It's a pretty short list. And as you say, it doesn't matter what size the house is. This list applies to all houses. And the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you add insulation. If the house doesn't have any, there's a great opportunity to add tons of it. If you've got some in there, you often can add to what's there and improve on what's there. After insulation, you want to think about air sealing. You want to stop the moving air from going in and out of the house. Around windows and doors and around the sill is certainly a place. You can also upgrade your mechanical equipment. Mechanical equipment these days can be 90-95% efficient. So new equipment will be super efficient. And then the easiest thing is your electrical load. You can reduce your electrical load very quickly using things like LED light bulbs all throughout the house. All of those things will take a big house or a small house and make it more efficient.
Great advice. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
My pleasure.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.